Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Steve, let's reset because it's been quite a day one at the U.S. Open. We talked about that great start on the grandstand because of the three-setter with Wozniacki and Townsend.
Right.
But inside of Ash, we'll start on the big court.
Sure.
Roberta Vinci vanquished Serena Williams here a year ago, finishes the runner-up. She looked pretty good against Annalena Friedsam. Angelique Kerber against Polona Hertog, who had to retire, just was not fit. And then Rafa Nadal, another player that comes into this U.S. Open with a lot of question marks around his game. What did you think of Rafa against Dennis Istomin, a 6-1, 6-4, 6-2 win? Is that what you want for a guy who's been battling injuries but enjoyed a nice run in Rio a month ago? Less than that?
Just what he needed, because he went, Brian, from Rio, where he got to the semifinals and lost in a final set tiebreak to Juan Martín Del Potro. He had a tough time in Cincinnati. He lost it to Borna Koric in the second match, round of 16, and he was exhausted, but he looked fresh today, what I saw of him, and he'll be very happy to get off to that kind of a start, conserve some energy. He's on Novak Djokovic half of the draw, so if he's to get through to the semifinals, if he's to beat Raonic in the court, I mean, obviously, leading up to those big matches against potentially Raonic and Djokovic, you don't want to be expending too much energy. He didn't today. He took care of a player he's never lost to and did so comfortably.
And he'll meet Andrea Seppi of Italy next. Seppi passed Stefan Robert of France in four.
That's another player, Brian, that he likes to play Seppi. He knows Seppi's game. Seppi can't really hurt him. He just beat him recently on hard courts, and I think that Rafa will must be very happy with this early round draw, because I think he ought to be able to get by Seppi in straight sets as pretty much as comfortably as he did today against Istomin.
Nadal won this tournament twice, most recently in 2013. The man who won the tournament the following year, 2014, is Marin Cilic. The knock on Cilic was always, well, he couldn't back it up because he had never won a Masters Series event until 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati. He did just that, and he had a pretty solid start, pushed by Rogério Dutra Silva. But Dutra Silva was playing a really aggressive attacking style. It seemed like in Cilic's win, 6-4, 7-5, 6-1, he figured it out and then just turned it on in the third set. And that's the kind of maturity you like.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just getting acclimated, Brian. But the win you mentioned in Cincinnati was so crucial for him. Because, yes, he hadn't had any great slams. We've seen him in the quarters. We saw him back in the semis here last year in defense of his title, which was a nice effort, losing to Djokovic. But he hasn't shaken the world up. In Cincinnati, he was down 4-2 in the third against Dimitrov in the semis. And then in the final, he beat Andy Murray. And that was a really impressive effort to come back, to beat Murray solidly and win it in straight sets. And I think that that carries him into this tournament with a lot of confidence. He may be thinking that he's capable of winning this tournament again. However, he can't like the fact that he might be running into Novak Djokovic, who he's 0-14 against Djokovic, and he may need some help in that case were he to play Djokovic. However, you got to take it a match at a time. Cilic will do that. He's a total professional, and the confidence boost from Cincinnati is obviously considerable.
Especially when you consider that he beat Murray, who probably had the best summer of any man on tour with Wimbledon and the Olympics.
Absolutely.
22-match winning streak snapped by Cilic in that Cincinnati final.
Absolutely, because Andy, that was also his seventh final in a row. He hadn't lost since he lost to Novak Djokovic in the French Open final, winning Queen's Club in Wimbledon on the grass and then winning on the hard courts. Just remarkable.
And so Cilic will play Sergei Stakhovsky next. We just talked about John Isner winning a fifth set tiebreak. So did Sergei Stakhovsky against Gastão Elias of Portugal. So it'll be Cilic and Stakhovsky in the second round now.
I would think that, you know, that's a tricky match. Stakhovsky, a bit unorthodox, very aggressive player, likes to attack a lot, but I think that it's a match that Cilic should win in no more than four sets.
We're keeping an eye on court 17, Sibulkova and Linette. It's Sibulkova up a set, serving at 4-2, trying to go up 5-2. We haven't talked too much about the women. We were talking about all those men's storylines, but a lot on the women's side. And let's go back. I actually want to double back to Ash, and we talked about Angelique Kerber. You can't really get a full assessment because Hertog had to retire. But Kerber, a great year, won Australia, had the chance to take over the number one ranking if she won Cincinnati, lost in the final. So you wonder what that does to her psyche entering this tournament. Where is Angelique Kerber right now?
Well, I think there's a main. It's a mainly positive picture for Angelique Kerber because she didn't play well in the spring, winter, the rest of the winter and spring after Australia. It took her a while to adjust to winning her first major. But then she started turning things around at Wimbledon, got to the finals and played really well against Serena Williams, lost in straight, but it was a first-rate effort. Then she also got to the final, Brian, at the Olympic Games and had that shocking loss to Monica Puig, nobody expecting that. And that was jolting, but she still felt good about getting to the final. And then she gets to the final in Cincinnati and doesn't win there either. But she's showing enormous consistency. She's got to be happy about getting to these finals week after week. And she does have that major at the Australian to draw on. So I think she kind of likes her chances here, to tell you the truth.
So she won, as we said. Herzog not really fit. Lost the first set 6-love, then had to retire after just one game in the second set.
Kerber was hitting the ball well, though. Obviously not getting much opposition, but I think she must have been happy with the way she was hitting the ball and obviously delighted to only have to play 7 games.
A couple of the more enigmatic players on tour, especially the women's tour, Svetlana Kuznetsova, enigmatic in the sense that she's won this tournament before, she's won the French Open, but the last 2 years here, she was ousted in the first round. Now she's number 10 in the world, seeded 9th here, and she dissected Francesca Schiavone less than an hour on Armstrong.
Good word to describe her. I like that. Enigmatic, exactly what she is, and that's because that's where she is at this stage of her career. She doesn't expect to play as well day in, day out, but she can, at her best, she's still a great player. Beat Serena Williams in Miami this year with a magnificent effort in 3 sets in the heat. She looked much stronger and more durable than Serena that day. So she can still play with the best when she's at her best, and that was the case today.
And somebody else who may be earning an enigmatic title, Garbiñe Muguruza, because won the French Open and is kind of wilted since. And she had to claw out a 3-set match just to get past the Belgian qualifier, Elise Mertens. That was on Armstrong. Where is she entering this tournament? She's seeded 3rd, but what are reasonable expectations for her?
If she upholds her seeding, Brian, she's done incredibly well. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not so sure it's going to happen. I don't understand it. It appeared that she went back after Roland Garros, and there were pictures of her back in Spain looking very happy and very content, and then played a terrible match in the second round of Wimbledon after looking pretty good against Georgie in the first round. And it just seems like she's a little too content. I don't get it, because I think her game is the kind of game that should keep her in the latter stages of almost all the tournaments. She can play on any surface. She was in the finals of Wimbledon a year ago. So she's shown in the extremes there with the finals of Wimbledon last year, winning the French this year on clay, and some of her hardcore results. She can play on anything. So I hope that she will recharge her engines and get that full motivation back, because she's so great for the women's game when she's in full flow.
So those are some of the big storylines from day one here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.